Hey, welcome back, TechLead here. So what's your total compensation? What's your income? How much money do you make? I see a lot of young people seemingly make this mistake where they put too much focus on their total compensation, on how much money they're making, instead of what I like to focus on more these days is lifestyle. I've been a millionaire ever since in my 20s, and so I've lived with money for a long while now. And so today I wanted to share 3 points about money for you. So first off, when you consider somebody very wealthy, like say Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, or myself. Well, after people like us have sat on the beach for, say, a month, just soaking in the sun until we start getting skin cancer lesions on our skin from all of that sunlight and our eyes start developing cataracts so we can't see anymore, then it's time to go back inside. We've had our fill of mojitos. And you can imagine people like, say, Bill Gates, he's gonna go sit down at his computer, at his desk, maybe 6 hours a day or so is a pretty comfortable amount of time. And he'll be doing something there, maybe managing his investments, getting on a call with his brokers, talking to some real estate agent, talking with his financial advisors, maybe managing his nonprofits or his companies. And no matter what, though, it's still work, basically, right? It's some type of job that he is doing. And so what I'm trying to say is that no matter what level of wealth that you attain, you're still going to probably want to put some amount of work into your daily life schedule. Maybe 6 hours a day, 8 hours a day, even for some people who just enjoy sitting down at the computer, sipping their drinks, their coffees, while getting some downtime. And then occasionally they go out on vacations or spend time with their pets and family. But there's only so much amount of time that people really want to be sitting on the beach all day, just doing nothing, playing their Nintendo Switch or playing some video game all day long. That's just starting to feel unproductive. And so I think that's one reason you see a lot of really wealthy people, CEOs, VCs, entrepreneurs, continue to work because they want to just be operating at their maximum capacity and stay engaged with society. So what if I told you that retirement doesn't exist? And it probably doesn't, because as soon as you acquire wealth, then your next job is to learn how to protect the wealth, maintain it, manage your wealth, and see if you can compound it, invest it, get into angel investing. Like, what if I told you that after you finish your job, then your next job is to become a stock investor, a day trader, or a Bitcoin investor, or real estate manager? So either way, you're still working one way or another. And when you look at it that way, where you're always going to be working on something, then the amount of money that you get paid doesn't really matter so much once you've met your basic needs in order to sustain some basic lifestyle where you can continue doing whatever work it is you're doing, whether that's waiting tables, serving drinks, chatting with customers, or sitting at the computer for 12 hours a day managing a $100 million high-stress portfolio for stocks and investments. Which, this investment job can actually be a worse job than waiting tables where you get to chat with customers. I mean, if you take a look at myself, I often think I would probably take my job back at Google if I could. I was having a great time there. And sure, maybe right now on my own, I'm making a little bit more money here and there, but it's also a lot more work. It's a lot more stress. And you could probably just work at Google until you die, and it would be a pretty sweet lifestyle. Like, they would just get everything set up for you. Now, on the other hand, if you were to ask me if I want to be a doctor, like a surgeon who is dealing with blood in high stress scenarios all the time, and even if they're getting paid $1 million a year or $2 million a year, whatever it is, that's their lifestyle and that's what they're going to be doing until probably age 50, 60, and that's pretty much their life, and that's just not for me. You would have to put on multiple face masks, my glasses would start getting fogged up all the time, multiple layers of protective clothing surrounded by neon fluorescent lighting or coughing sick people. And so all the respect to the hardworking doctors out there who are willing to undergo such a physically demanding job. But for me, what I like to do is just sit at the computer and read Reddit, tech blogs, news websites, and have a cup of coffee that I can drink. That's what I personally like to do. A job at Google or Facebook pretty much would set me up with that lifestyle. And so even if I were to compare that to what I'm doing now, where I have to make YouTube videos and show sponsorships like Webull, where if you sign up for Webull, you will get 2 free stocks just for signing up. And it's an excellent stock investing app that I use myself, where you can also use to trade Bitcoins as well. So you should check it out. Link in the description below. I'm not sure if I enjoy this line of work compared to, say, when I was at Google or Facebook surrounded by good colleagues working in the latest upcoming technologies that even most of the world had no access to. So in any case, I think that these days there's just so much focus on your total compensation, whereas I really like to look at the lifestyle that a job is going to provide. When you consider that no matter what, you're going to be working probably until you die in either scenario, unless you're truly the type of person who just wants to sit on the beach and play video games all day long for many years, which takes a special type of person to really want to do something like that. You'd have to be incredibly lazy, unmotivated, or even depressed to wish that upon yourself. And so even for people who are working at, say, Google or Facebook, I recommend that they just plateau at about L5, E5 level, that's senior software engineer, and not go any further than that, because after that you start taking on way too much responsibility, the stress goes up, people start looking to you for the answers, they start holding you really responsible and accountable for your projects, and for the level of stress that you take on there, I think the work-life balance is just, it gets pretty tough to manage. And so after, say, 70k or 80k in annual income, which a lot of software engineers are able to clear, I think making more money becomes kind of like a game, and you just want to keep things in perspective, not to overwork yourself or sacrifice your own life, your own health and well-being for that. Now, tip number two is to understand that even after you've made some money, there's just not as many things that you're able to buy these days than you were able to buy, say, 50 years ago, in my opinion. So, you know, in the old days, people wanted to surround themselves with their physical spaces. They wanted fine furniture, big houses, indoor movie theaters, indoor pool tables. And when you compare that to these days, so much of our life is just digital now. Like, you don't need an indoor movie theater when you can get an iPad, and that's totally sufficient, it's a better experience. Why do you need a pool table, which can cost thousands of dollars, when you can play Xbox or PlayStation games for like 50 or 60 bucks on a big screen TV, and it's going to provide you a better experience there? In the old days, to get a good car, you had to get a Rolls Royce or an Aston Martin, whereas these days, most cars are actually pretty good, and in fact, the more expensive cars have less reliability and cause you more headaches because you have to maintain them and wash them, and their fuel mileage tends to be pretty terrible. And if you really wanted the top of the line car these days, you could get like a Tesla, which is considered by many people to be one of the best cars. And even at that much, it's probably not going to cost you all that much. And they'll probably have more acceleration and torque than many supercars out there. And the only reason I'm not getting a Tesla myself is it just seems kind of cliche. I don't want the headache of having to charge one. And plus, there's Uber. You know, 50 years ago, we didn't have that. And so now, anytime you want to get around, you can just use an Uber, and that's sufficient. So in the modern age, you may find it's better not to own many things. And kind of with Airbnb and vacation homes as well, these days, there's not much of a strong reason to own a vacation home if all you're going to do is buy a vacation home and then try to set it up for Airbnb and rent it out. That's just a second job that you're taking on. And if you really want to enjoy the fruits of having a vacation home, you can just get on Airbnb and rent other people's homes. Now, the third point I wanted to highlight is that even after you've made your money, you can't really tell anybody about it anyways. So if you're thinking that making a lot of money is going to suddenly improve your social status, if you think your friends are going to admire you, or maybe you'll get more dates on dating websites, it doesn't quite work like that because you can't really tell anybody anyways. It's just socially unacceptable to talk about money. It may backfire. People will dislike you more and it will attract the wrong type of people. What you can tell people about is your current social status, what projects you're currently working on, the people you're networking with. And of course, all of that requires you to continue working. Whereas if you had decided to leave the workplace, retire on a beach and sit somewhere, play your video games and drink your mojitos, you probably would still lose a lot of social status and most people would have little to do with you because you're just not interesting or beneficial to society anymore at that point. So overall, what am I trying to say here? That money doesn't matter, that we should just quit our jobs and go pursue our dreams, our passions, and frolic in the fields? You know, it's not a bad idea, but unfortunately, no, nothing so millennial or new age. I don't want to encourage any loser mentality or fear of money where people purposely self-sabotage themselves thinking that bankers and capitalists are bad, because generally the pursuit of wealth is still an overall good goal. But what I am saying is that a lot of people, I think, are very dissatisfied with their lives. You know, maybe they're only making 60k, 80k, maybe they're even making 150k, 200k, and they're looking for that next big jump into, say, 300k, 400k, 500k. And some people just get really worked up over this. They suffer distress, mental anguish, lack of self-esteem, and they seem to think that money is going to magically solve their problems when in fact, it's probably going to change nothing. But that'll do for me. Let me know your thoughts on compensation. At what point do you think enough is enough? Let me know in the comments below. I'll see you there. And if you like the video, please give a like and subscribe. And I'll see you in the next one. Thanks. Bye.